There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we go places, we look around, we talk to our friends.
Hi.
We think deep thoughts. We think big thoughts. We order from restaurant menus.
Can I get this?
And sometimes we just, you know, stay at home and watch YouTube because all the social interaction is kind of a lot. But either way, there are things to be found. And by goodness, we find them.
We
bring them to you.
Found them, folks. Once again, you might have thought, there's no way. There's no way they could have four more things. And you'd be wrong, because not only do we have four, we have more because you also send us your things.
Seriously. We are we are like swimming in them.
Oh yeah,
we are blessed with a multitude of things. It
I've
is
got
remarkable
my
how the
above ground
just
pool of things that I'm just floating in.
I was trying to decide if the thingverse that we live in is like a sensory deprivation pool. Like they're all around us. We don't even know. We don't even know.
Yeah, the heavy salt solution that we just float.
Anyway, we have things.
Well, we don't always do the memes. Memes are an easy thing and they flee so quickly. But this one tickled me. This one really stuck with me. So I don't know if it's as much of a thing to others, but I don't know if everybody saw it. It was the people talk stuff about the Midwest, but this is what $900 a month gets you in Kansas City. Originally posted by @MertzBoner on Twitter, and a picture of a very nice studio apartment. And I have to admit, for $900, seems like a bargain. Looks really nice. But that became everyone posting like insanely, you know, floating cities, the castle from Skyrim, you know, just whatever you could think of like, look, this is what $900 gets you in Kansas City.
A whole cartoon town. Yeah. Oh, this is funny. I didn't see it. So there you go. You have brought this thing to my attention
I'm glad. Yep. Yeah. Cause they fly so fast, these kinds of things. It's easy to miss them. And some of them are missable, but I thought this one was cute.
Oh, this is funny. It is cute, especially the thing that makes it so resonant is everybody talking about housing prices constantly,
right. Yeah.
And or moving to play. Right. It's like, this was exactly the moment.
Yeah. I'm leaving my coastal metropolitan area to move to a smaller place. Kansas City. Sure. You know, why not?
Look what I got.
Yeah.
These are hilarious. And what I like about it is it's right up our alley because it's super nerdy.
Yeah, that's the
love
other thing, because it's all video game. Almost
it's all video games.
Except for the one that's showing a sinkhole opening up in the street.
Which apparently did happen in Kansas City.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
They didn't
gonna
rent it out,
smack,
though. So that's.
And they and in San Francisco, they would have.
In San Francisco, it would have had like 15 people vying for it.
Yeah. Exactly. They would have had like 6 months rent up front.
Yeah.
$3,500. Definitely. So my first thing today has been around a minute, but I think we have now reached sort of critical mass, mainly among YouTubers.
Mm.
And that thing is Wish.
You've mentioned this before on the pre-show, I think.
I think so.
It's been circling around Thingdom. For sure.
It really has. Like, it's basically been hovering. And for those who don't know, and if you are new to the show, welcome. You never know, right? There's like a critical mass. In fact, I was trying to explain this to my son because he was like, you can't talk about, like, I was going to talk about drifting. And he's like, you can't talk about drifting because all the drift kids will come for you. And I'm like, yeah, but that's because like they've all been doing drifting as a niche thing.
Mm.
There's a moment where something just becomes unavoidable, and it's hard to quantify. That's why we do this job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think Wish is at that moment. So if you don't know what Wish.com is, it's sort of like weird stuff, really suspiciously inexpensive, like knockoff things. And it's all the things. It's sort of like Alibaba, except even cheaper. And it's like, but I'm looking at this like anti-clogging thing right now. And I'm like, oh, I need this, like, thing.
I'm looking at a pair of men's shorts, a heavy-soled pair of sandals, a police stun gun, some plus-size swimwear. Like, this is just what's in front of me right at the
motorcycle
moment.
Jacket, one of those meat, things that sucks all the air out, a wireless keyboard, a thermometer, some shelves.
Comfy pants with snaps on the pockets.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know.
Oh, right? Here, a gold flip phone. That's a fun one. But so it is a shockingly, awesomely random collection of things. And like sometimes they are cheap, like phones for like $2 or, charging cables for $4 or a laser gun for $3. And so it has become a bit of a pastime. And what took this from website to thing is that is a full on pastime now for YouTubers to order stuff from Wish and then turn it into content.
Mm-hmm.
I bought
they find the weirdest stuff and then they try it out, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I bought all the $1 items on Wish. I bought all the quote unquote Apple products on Wish.
Quote unquote, meaning they look like Apple products, but are likely not made by Apple. Yeah.
Exactly. I bought a refurbished PS4 Pro from Wish.com. Here's what they sent. I bought very extra Wish clothing, pass or yes. Which is hilarious. That's actually pretty awesome because you kind of do never know what you're going to get from Wish, which apparently is part of the fun. Be careful what you order from Wish.
It's like a this real $12 bicycle loot box.
Didn't turn out to be a bicycle. That's so weird. and honestly, when we are at a loss for ways to entertain ourselves, my son and I will occasionally like just filter for all the cheapest phones on Wish and look at them. And it's hilarious. But yeah, it is ubiquitous. It is ubiquitous, particularly with the YouTubers. And I guess having watched a few of these, I'm just going to say, don't fall for it.
Well, unless your eyes wide open and you're like, yeah, I realize I'm spending money on a gamble and may get not anything useful. And if that's fun for you, okay, use responsibly.
Yeah.
But if
you're just in it for content and you want to order the $4 khaki bulletproof vest, don't let anybody shoot at you.
Right. Right.
If it arrives.
Yes. If you get the stun gun, don't rely on it necessarily. Yeah,
don't think it's going to save your life. The bulletproof vest for $4, originally $49, still suspiciously cheap for a bulletproof vest, in my opinion, although I don't know that much about that market.
Are not AirPods Pro. Just saying.
But it really has like become somehow entertainment. Like, and I think that must be what, not just content, right? But it's literally entertainment, like fun for the whole family to sit around and shop for crazy stuff on Wish. Wish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And the prices are pretty low So it's, I can see why people start taking a gamble. Like, oh, it's only $20. Why not?
I'll see if it comes. And then it comes like sometimes it seems very common for it to come like way, way, way later.
Uh-huh.
5 months ago, failed Wish items. Wow. I spent $400 on Wish app. Is this website a joke? WTF.
$400. That's a lot of, Wish.
That's too much.
Wishes were horses, they'd cost that much.
I tried Wish home decor. I bought the cheapest items.
Mm-hmm. Good content though.
Good content.
Makes you want to
watch that one. Like,
What'd they spend $400 on? I have to see.
Weirdest things I bought, buying the most expensive item. Anyway, I'm done now, but you see the point. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Yeah.
The point is, it's a thing.
That is the point of this entire show, ladies and gentlemen. All right. My next thing is the GANs Flicker experience, or GANs Flicker test, or Gansfeld imagery. It all refers to a continuous red and black flicker that you watch for about 10 minutes. And some people, I think most people, get a sort of visual pseudo hallucination.
What?
It causes no permanent changes to the brain. It does not elicit actual hallucinations. But if you stare at it for 10 minutes, some people start to see castles or lasers or old stone buildings, or like you're flying. And then when you turn it off, everything's back to normal. It has no permanent effect. It's just tricking your cortex, I guess. It's your visual cortex. However, some people get nothing. They watch it for 10 minutes and like that was worthless. And the theory is, at least according to this sciencealert.com page, if you have good mental imagery, the GANs flicker experience works better. But if you're the kind of person, and I know people like this who are like, yeah, when I dream, I don't see the dream. I just remember happenings. I don't, when I imagine a thing, I don't picture it. If you're like that, then the GANs flicker experience probably doesn't work for you.
Wow. It's like a super taster test.
Yeah. For your visual cortex.
For your visual cortex. That's probably weirdly terrible for your ego.
A super seer.
So this is very fascinating. And I could definitely see people getting all excited about it, especially in the wake of the dress that was like blue or green.
Oh yeah. It's along those lines.
Blue or white.
I've seen it all over Twitter for a bit.
Okay. And I was going to say, did you see it all over Twitter? This makes perfect sense. And then there are those ones that are like, do you hear this word or that word? Or you'll hear this word or that word, depending on which one you looked at last. It seems that tricking your brain on the internet is like a meta thing, of which this is the latest.
Especially all of those have no harmful consequence, right?
We hope.
Yeah. When I was young, you had to go buy illegal drugs to get this kind of thing. Not anymore.
Now you just stare at a flickering image on the internet. Yeah. I'm just not entirely convinced that that's good for your brain.
You watch it in a dark room with no distraction on a desktop or laptop in full screen mode, listening to white noise to enhance the experience.
Really?
That's the kind of thing to stop your ears from contributing information. The white noise just kind of cancels out auditory stuff. And then, yeah, apparently it's like sensory deprivation.
Ironically.
Yeah.
A thing that came and went, by the way. I don't know if we talked about it, but those tanks were kind of a thing for a minute. I don't think they are anymore. Never mind. Wow. I would like to try it, and I'm also terrified. And I can totally see why everybody would talk about this. Really?
Part of it is having to like listen to white noise, darken the room, like all of that. I'm like, it sounds like work.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of logistics. Yeah, totally.
Which I, if I was like 21, I would have like gone through all of that and done it like five times already. But it was like, yeah, it's a lot of time. I'm busy. 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Well,
plus I gotta
10 minutes
set everything up.
With 10 minutes of setup.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But all right. Well, maybe we can try it this weekend and see.
In the audience has done it. feedback@itsathing.me. Let us know.
Yeah. If you've seen it there's always some kind of weird hack like this, right? Like the thing where it was like, hold this part of your hand for a while and then you won't be able to feel your hand anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just getting more and more complicated and all on screens.
I think the other thing that I thought was interesting about this is it's tech based, right? The dress, you know, could work in any kind of image. It just used social media to spread. Whereas the GANs flicker experience, you would need special equipment before we all had laptops.
Right. You know. Interesting. Wow. Okay. Yep. I could definitely get pretty obsessed with this. I'm going to make a date out of it.
It's a great dating experience.
Also, because I'm scared to do it alone in case my brain explodes.
It is well tested. And there's no like, there's not even any, it's not popular enough to have scare stories about it.
It doesn't even make you barf.
No, nothing like that. If you have epilepsy, I feel like this should go without saying, but you know, if you have photosensitive epilepsy, you should not use it. It's obviously flickering images, which, is highly unpleasant. But, other than that, that's the only warning on it.
Huh? Okay. Well, I will report back next week and see if I've managed to find between 10 and 20 minutes to see what my brain is like.
Rich says he's going to try it too.
Okay. All right. Let's try it.
I'll get my niece
to try it. I think sometime in the next 7 days,
we can get to 20
minutes, right?
Yeah,
we can do this.
Of course.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Next episode, we will report back whether we do or do not have 20 minutes to spare in our lives.
Yes, that'll be the real finding of this experiment.
Very telling. Exactly. Science.
Yeah, I did it. And I saw my to-do list.
Yeah. In text form, by the way. No images. No. Or I saw it coming at me like.
Yeah. It was attacking me. You should be working on me instead.
Laborers. Oh, God. Why are there so many things? Is this like the world? Is this like things coming back to life?
Yeah.
I feel absolutely overwhelmed by all the crap I have to do.
Yeah. There's not that space in your schedule anymore.
No, you know what I actually said today, by the way, and I gave you the shout out, and now I'm going to give you the shout out on the podcast where it belongs. Cause remember when you were like, I'm going to predict a thing.
Ah, yeah.
And that thing is lockdown nostalgia.
Yep.
Dude, I already have it.
I called it.
There's like, they're re-locking down places.
Yeah.
And I'm have nostalgia for it. I'm like, I am worn out. I'm tapped. And I don't want all of the regular old things to go back to 11, like work travel.
Right.
And,
no, yeah. Definitely not. Yeah. That took longer than I thought when I made that prediction. I think that was back when I'm like, oh, we'll be back to normal by July or whatever. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
Yeah. I know. And I already have it. So I assume I'm the first of many, maybe not the first. I assume I'm not alone.
You're in the early cohort.
I am also not alone in every single time I see or hear about this thing. I want it. And as it happens, I am seeing and hearing about it a lot more. And that thing is toasted ravioli.
Yes, finally. Welcome to the party, rest of world that isn't around St. Louis.
So I was just going to say, this is like a total gift to one Tom Merritt, because I did not know until I was doing my cursory research for this program that it's a total St. Louis thing. It's like a St. Louis invention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So to the point that people are like, oh, toasted ravioli, it's gotten a little touristy. Right. When like 20 years ago, people in St. Louis were saying this, which is hilarious because it's like, except no one outside St. Louis knows about it. But OK.
Right.
But yeah, if you go to Laclede's Landing, which is like the old town in St. Louis, and it's got all the touristy bars and stuff, every place has a toasted ravioli to be like, here's the local specialty to introduce to people. But yeah, no, I definitely ate many a toasted ravioli on dates in high school, for sure.
Well, it has escaped. At long last, I think the toasted ravioli truly has become touristy for everybody else. It was because I started noticing it on like food shows. My son's into watching a lot of cooking competition shows, and people were making it more and more, and it was coming up more. There was one where they visited St. Louis and tried it, and I was like, there's toasted ravioli again. And then somebody suggested today that, because I'm always trying to figure out how to refer to the act of searching in DuckDuckGo. Hmm. And someone on Twitter today said that I should say DuckDuckWent. I DuckDuckWent to look it up and discovered that Food and Wine magazine in April of this very year had a recipe for toasted St. Louis style ravioli.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's all fancy.
It's all fancy.
And they talk about the marinara sauce and everything. Yeah, because St. Louis has a historic Italian population on the hill is the historic neighborhood. And it sort of came out of there. So it's good stuff.
I get a feeling that it's possible that it, along with other fried foods, I'm sort of guessing here, but I feel like something like toasted ravioli and other fried type foods might be accompanying the air fryer.
Ah, I can
into
see that.
The world.
I can see that.
Because this is like, I mean, it's no surprise that it's popular in restaurants, but like At Porter just pointed out, they sell it at Trader Joe's. That well, only started
fried.
In March.
They sell fried ravioli, which is slightly different.
I mean, it's described as toasted cheese, but they do call it fried, breaded fried.
And it looks a little different because the point of the toasted is you do fry it, but you got to like singe it. So you get that crispy brown.
Oh, I see. Edge. Well, I will tell you that in March of 2021, I mean, I really think like this just kind of arrived broadly.
That's amazing.
Is when it arrived at Trader Joe's. So March 2021, okay. And there's a write-up in the Riverfront Times.
Yeah, I know the Riverfront.
Saying, the world is about to learn the joy of toasted ravioli. A cheese version of the St. Louis specialty is now being sold to the masses at Trader Joe's under the name of, quote, breaded fried ravioli.
Why didn't they just call it toasted ravioli?
I really don't know.
I guess it is. It looks different on the picture, too, but I guess it is the same thing. All right.
They even credit St. Louis, actually, in their description of their breaded fried ravioli. And then
trademark on toasted ravioli that we don't know about? That's crazy.
Maybe. But then, hilariously, the article ends with, yes, all of that is true. Bust out the air fryer, St. Louis.
There you go. There you go. I mean, nailed it.
I love it when a thing comes together in real time.
All right. So here's my response, world. If you've embraced toasted ravioli, the next step is provol cheese.
Provol? Not provol cheese. Own?
P-R-O-V-E-L. It's only available in St. Louis. It's used on pizza ubiquitously in St. Louis. It is usually derided by outsiders as being like crap cheese. But it is a combination of cheddar, Swiss, and provolone that has a low melting point.
Hmm.
And that's why it was created. And it's super normal in St. Louis and nowhere else. So,
I don't understand why this would be terrible. I don't like at Porter's really mad about this. And that seems amazing to me. I want a meatball sub immediately.
Listen, if you're anti-cheese whiz, if you're anti
I get it,
Velveeta,
cause it's like a cheese food type thing,
yeah, it's in my opinion a step up from Velveeta, but a lot of people class it in that same arena because it's got that low melting point, so it gets really gooey and goopy,
and it does I will say it is in the same shape. It is packaged in the same shape.
Yeah, it's
and
a brick.
Apparently the rough sides of Velveeta, which honestly, I cannot, in no way can I diss this even a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like Mr. Anthropology, so like Producer Rich says, if I can microwave it with a can of salsa
right?
and call it queso.
Can you do a Rotel dip with it? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love this.
Check your privilege, folks. I mean, your provilege.
Seriously, my aunt and uncle drove through. Not that long ago, they lived in Montana, and they were driving up from San Diego, and my aunt rolled in with all this gross liquor. She's like, I have this like banana liquor and this like blue raspberry vodka and a sweet tea vodka that I put with a lemonade.
Wow.
And you should have, like, my sister-in-law were like all California snobbiness, just... Like, that's disgusting. Okay, I guess I'll try this.
Just get a Chardonnay.
Banana thing. Right, like, I just like a little Reposado. So then we all start trying all of these liquors, and we're like, this is delicious. Yes, please. Do put the sweet tea vodka in the lemonade, Tom Collins kind of boozy
yeah, thing.
And
yeah.
Now we decided we're just going to have a whole day of, like, day drinking trashy liquor, because it turns out it's amazing.
Yep.
Even be snobby. And then they brought some summer sausage, which is just my childhood in sausage form.
Oh, yeah. Summer sausage.
And I was like, I bet that's going to be gross. Nope. Amazing.
I get my brother usually sends me a cheese thing from Wisconsin every year for Christmas, and it almost always has summer sausage in it.
So good. At Porter says summer sausage and Ritz crackers. Yes, exactly.
With some provol, At Porter.
With some provol. Boom, we got you.
I'm sorry, At Porter just unsubscribed. That's my fault.
And he's out. Provol cheese, fried ravioli, eaten Italian in St. Louis.
That's right.
Apparently exists as a t-shirt.
That's right, it does. That's amazing.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if St. Louis will become a thing, or just the food items.
Interesting thought. Yeah.
I don't know.
Whole, like, everybody moving places, so, you know.
I mean,
yeah.
If Boise can become a thing, right? I feel like St. Louis is going to have a moment. It has an arch.
Our mutual friend Patrick Norton lives there now.
In Boise, really?
No, in St. Louis.
Oh, in St. Louis. Oh, yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
Tom, what is gooey butter cake?
Oh, gooey butter cake. It's delicious.
It sounds delicious. It's on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much what you think it is. it's like a like cake. A lemon bar, basically, but without lemon.
Okay. Yep. I just shopped. Oh, All Recipes has it as ooey gooey. No, that's ridiculous. Oh, I'm doing the Paula Deen one because that's going to give me a heart attack immediately.
And what else is on that shirt? Pork steaks, man. I grew up with pork steaks at the county fair. Pork steaks are great.
Yum.
Yeah. And pork burgers.
Sorry, I didn't get to the mute button fast enough. Pork steaks and pork burgers. A St. Louis gooey butter. Saint, can you call it St. Louis gooey?
Oh, sure. Just why not?
For this one time.
Yeah, just it'll mark you as an outsider, but it's cute. We'll let it. We'll allow it.
Yeah, for podcasting.
I haven't lived there in decades. I have no standing to say whether you can say that or not, honestly.
But. Oh.
And concretes are on here. That's frozen custard.
Oh,
Ted Drew's.
Yum.
Ted Drew's also frozen yum. Custard. Get yourself a concrete.
Dude, St. Louis is where to eat.
It's got good food.
I had no idea. I have been educated.
Go eat St. Louis. Oh, yeah. Apport is going to be in Collinsville next week. Why are you in Collinsville? But yeah, butter cake on the list. Absolutely. And there's a Ted Drew's over on the east side near Collinsville now. You can get yourself some concretes, too.
All right. Now we're just a local production of St. Louis. Let's move on to the feedback, shall we? If you, too, have St. Louis foods that you would like to suggest for us to try, email us at feedback@itsathing.me.
When you're hopping on the Bi-State bus, send us that email.
Send us that email.
Feedback.
Kevin from Raleigh wrote in with a things spreading update. Molly was talking about orange wine. He writes, it finally made it to Daytona Beach, but ugh.
Wow, that took a minute for orange wine to make its way over there.
It really crossed the country slowly, especially considering that I had it first in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It didn't go over well.
But ugh, I mean, I guess if you don't like light white wines, I could see that. Being enough.
Yep.
That Charlie dude wrote in with a new seasonal thing. Hey, gnomies. I think gnomes aren't just for Christmas anymore. I've seen Halloween gnomes, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day gnomes, and now there are Independence Day gnomes. Gnomes are a thing. Are gnomes the 2021 llamas? You three rock. That Charlie dude.
I absolutely love that. I love it. I'm, you know what? Yes. And if they're not, we're going to make them.
Yes.
So.
Make gnomes year round. These are the garden gnome looking things, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? You're totally right. I've seen it.
Really? I haven't encountered this one myself.
Llamas.
I'll keep my
eyes. I haven't seen every single holiday version, but I have seen them with little hats on. Wow, good one, that Charlie dude.
Yeah.
Excellent. Matt Batt wrote in on a car thing. That I can totally relate to. I've noticed a lot of cars made in the last 2 years that are a bright blue, slightly tealish color. I first noticed it when I was looking at used Chevy Bolts, and the Oasis blue color was the one I liked. I've noticed new cars from Hyundai, Jeep, etc. with a similar color. I ended up finding a low mileage red 2020 instead of the pretty blue. Mad Bat. Dude, totally. I keep seeing that color and I love it. The new Bronco actually seems to show up a lot in that color. And it also has sort of a khaki-ish, but it's interesting because it's a very specific kind of almost pastel teal blue. Like, I just feel like car colors, you don't think of them as getting as complex, but they're getting more complex as colors. Like, they're hard to explain. They're very like sage and teal, but all in the same kind of color family. And I personally love them all. They look so pretty.
That's in our continuing coverage of the rise of pastel shades.
Yeah.
I think that fits right in, doesn't it?
Like, they're not quite, but they kind of are. They are a little bit like Easter egg-y.
This is the trend of this era that will make you think like, oh, that's so 20s.
Right.
Yeah.
It really, they are going to look dated, I'm afraid, that's because so early they 20s. Are so specific. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Marcus from Mississippi, aka Marchismo on the Discord, has a TikTok thing. Hey, Tom and Molly and producer Rich, this thing seems to have gone from a subtle reference a couple months ago to a thing explosion on my TikTok feed. My TikTok for you page is full of drinks whose ribs are covered in chamoy. At least that's how we pronounce it in the Southeast United States. C-H-A-M-O-Y. From Wikipedia, chamoy is a variety of savory sauces and condiments in Mexican cuisine made from pickled fruit. Chamoy may range from a liquid to a paste consistency. Typically, its flavor is salty, sweet, sour, and spiced with chilies. So almost all the flavors.
Almost all the flavors.
Yeah. just no umami. Honestly, the videos and photos of glasses and cans covered in a sticky red syrup and dusted with spicy red seasoning make it look delicious. It appears the seasoning of choice to dust your drink with is Patuchela, which is a brand name. There's a wide variety of both brands and flavors of chamoy on Amazon specifically for dressing up your drink rim. Chamoy and Patuchela is on the way. And I will report back. Love you guys. It's a thing. Buzz Out Loud and Gadgets fan for life.
Oh, you are so legit. And also, wow, good one. This is a good spot.
Because
I haven't seen it, but I have seen it. You know, like I didn't know there was like a name and a type and a whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like really pretty rimmed drinks. Definitely.
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've been doing actually the salt and tagine. Which is like the really, really stripped down version of it. Oh, I love it.
There you go. There you go. Cocktail culture persists throughout
cocktail culture.
All of this. It's amazing.
Persists. SCW Lung said, would tagine fit in this category? I can tell you that some salt, just plain tagine, especially over, with lime, delicious. Micheladas, I think, are on the rise again, too. That's totally true. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So many things. So little time.
We got shout outs, though. These are for people at the very top level of our Patreon. They are created in an artisan like fashion by our producer, Rich Strofolino, from his workshop in Ohio. And this week's shout outs are based on an 1891 article from The Decorator and Furnisher, Volume 19.
Volume 20 would not do.
No, just not. I mean, that's the artisan attention that Rich gives this.
That's right. That's right. You get your money's worth, friends. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can join the lucky shout out recipients. Shall we begin? Would you like to take paragraph one?
I will. I will. I would love to. The decorative uses of electricity were most wonderfully shown at the recent artistic supper given at the Lee Price Gallery in London by Mr. Kevin Sill. The novelty of a luminous James C. Smith was introduced. It consisted of a solid slab of Eric Duncan covered with a transparent Jake Woods, through which shone the light from over 350 incandescent lamps of prismatic colors.
These were skillfully hidden from view and were under the control of Gabriel Cohen, who now and again flooded the table with dazzling brilliancy of varied hues or suffused a gentle glow, bewilderingly beautiful. In addition, across the table, artistically laid, ran Joe Hood, apparently to connect three gilt Louis Saint Amour statuettes holding upright wreaths of the same blooms, but which really concealed the slender electric Mike Akins that let the white, pink, and yellow patrons that swung in the wreaths glow with refulgent light.
My grandpa was 8 years old when that came out.
People just don't write right anymore.
It's refulgent.
Also, how weird is it that this 1891 article seems to be describing like the LED lights that all the TikTokers have?
It was, the paragraph three was like, someday people making moving pictures will use them.
Gabrielle Cohen had the remote for the LED light strips, I think, is the short version of this.
Right, right. By the way, it struck me when you were reading that Louis Saint Amour contains St. Louis in their name.
Oh, my biscuits.
Boom.
Are you sure it's not you?
Or am I sure what's not me?
Louis Saint Amour.
No, it's not me.
I've never seen you in the same place.
It's true. I will visit you, Louis Saint Amour, and we will take a picture to prove to Molly that we are not the same person.
Joe Hood, by the way, is in the Discord and responds, artistically laying across the table? That actually does sound like me.
Yes, quite. captured you utterly.
Quite. Thank you for listening to It's a Thing, for supporting us at any level, especially, of course, our shout out patrons. You're the best. Patreon.com/It's a Thing is where you can find us on the internet.
You can also email us your things. Don't forget, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.